And with me today, I have a very special guest, the inventor of the veg. I was going to say the egg. The veg, a vegan fried egg. How are you today, Rocky?
Great. How you doing, Jordan?
Good. So it's 3 p.m. my time in New Zealand and about 9 p.m. your time at night. So sorry about the time difference.
That's quite all right.
Can you just.
I've done a few interviews overseas before, so I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, you must be thinking we're all jerks over here, making you have unusual
Oh,
times
no.
to record. Can you describe exactly what a veg is for everyone?
It's a simulated egg yolk. And the ingredients are fortified nutritional yeast, sodium alginate, beta carotene, and what is the black salt?
Okay.
It's basically used to simulate the texture, taste, and smell of an egg yolk, something that no other product has tried to do. So I think it's pretty unique.
Oh, I thought it was very unique. And so I had a sample to review and it looks like a yellow powder. And my first thought, I've got some here. My first thought was it's sort of a little bit like nutritional yeast and sort of a rock salt kind of smell and look to it. And I was quite surprised at how well it turns out and it works really well. What made you decide to invent a vegan fried egg? Did you go vegan and thought, "Oh, I miss fried chicken's eggs and I have to make one"? How did you come to do it?
That's exactly how it happened. I became vegan like 7 years ago after attending a conference in Washington, D.C. And from that point on, I really noticed this gaping hole in the vegan food production. There's nothing related to eggs whatsoever, hardly. I said to myself, well, how hard could it be to create something that's liquid and kind of tastes and smells like an egg? Because I knew nutritional yeast was kind of eggy and cheesy, so I said I'd start from that point. Added a few things together, and in about 6 months to a year, I had a pretty good formulation.
Oh, wow. So, do you work in food science, or are you like a Thomas Edison that you sort of trial and error and you eventually got it, or are you more like a Tesla who works it all out and just it all came together, or how did you go about creating it? Do you have a background in
Very,
food science?
very Edison-esque, I would say. Yeah. I spent about 6 months to a year just trying different iterations and testing it on people and seeing how they liked it.
Ah,
So.
what was the conference that you went to in Washington, just in case anyone listening also was there and they might have invented you as you they might have met you as you were becoming vegan and would later go on to become the creator of the veg.
Oh, it's the Animal Rights Conference put on by FARM.
Ah, okay.
It's every year. They do it in, I think they're doing it strictly in D.C. now, but they used to do it in L.A. as well.
So I read on a review site that you were also working on making a vegan egg white, so you could have the whole veg experience. You'd have the 'cause the veg at the moment is the yellow egg yolk part, and so you're
Right.
also working on the egg white.
I am, and I'll probably be working on that for at least another year or two, because it's really difficult. This was a piece of cake compared to the
Can you give us a sneak peek at some of your experiments that you're working with? Like some of the ingredients that you're trying?
Well, I think the best thing I've come up with so far is tofu with some of the veg mixed in, and the addition of konjac, which is the world's greatest thickener, I guess you'd call it. It does the most amount of thickening of any kind of root product. So I've got a website called theveg.com, and there's a link to a video where I actually mix it up, and you can see how it's done, and it comes out really convincing. The only problem is konjac has some certain effects of I forget the term right now, but if you have too much of it, you'll spend a lot of time in the
So it's like a
restroom.
laxative effect, or
Yep, exactly.
well, maybe that's a positive thing. You could also sell it as a laxative for the laxative effect and double the market.
Sounds laxative, the Vegas, the world's best laxative.
Well, so it sounds like an exciting time with experiments for that.
Real laxative.
On the website, I saw that you have how to make the egg yolk part solid as well. And what was the chemical that you use, the calcium, to solidify it, to spherify it?
Calcium chloride, when you mix the one of the ingredients is sodium alginate, and when that's mixed with calcium chloride, it forms a thin membrane and it encapsulates the actual yolk. So it's very much like a real egg yolk, maybe not as sturdy, but definitely a vegan membrane, and it retains the yolk pretty well. Stand up to, I tested it 3 minutes on a medium in a microwave, and it still was together. So it can
Oh.
take two.
Oh, good. Do you have any advice out there for anyone else who'd like to make a somewhat unusual vegan product, like to follow their dreams and to keep at it, and one day they'll be successful as well?
Find something that's easy to do at first. It doesn't take a big investment in money, and something where there may be nobody else trying to do it because it seems ridiculous. And follow your dream, and I think you might be able to do something.
So, do you have any recipes that you would recommend to make with the veg rocky? Because I tried the French toast and it worked out quite well. And I also tried making some egg yolks by themselves, some solid egg yolks, and the way I did that was by freezing them, which is also suggested. And they turned out quite well. I managed to freeze one in a muffin, sort of a cupcake, sort of size tray, muffin tray, a cupcake tray, I should say. And it came out quite well when I fried it. It stayed together.
Sure. I was thinking of marketing it strictly as just a French toast formulation at first, but then I saw the many different things it can do, so I strayed away from that. But it does French toast like almost as good as real French toast. So I recommend the French toast.
Well, I thought it was very good.
Then the other another way that's it's really good is to just make some yolk, heat it up, and butter some toast with vegan margarine, slice it up, and dip the toast into the veg. That's something that they love in the UK. They call it eggy soldiers.
Oh, yeah. New Zealand being a colony of those guys, yeah, we have that as well.
Okay, cool. So yeah, you probably know about that.
Oh, well, that's a good idea. Thank you. And so, for all the vegans in the world, Rocky, we have to thank you for making the veg, which you can find at theveg.com. And thank you for using your genius at mixing powders and things. And you didn't use it for evil, like the Unabomber or something, making all the powders and things. You decided to make a great vegan product. And you worked really hard, and it turned out great. Thank
I
you.
appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, thank you very much, Rocky. Okay,
All right.
so I've